You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Pinion to hold, McCullough to snap, it's on the near hash. Snap spot, kick by Gonzalez. It is good. Fly home safely. Atlanta wins.
This is the end of the game.
29-28.
Oh, what a wonderful moment. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here, and Dylan is back at the station behind the glass. Look, it is live radio. We are out on location, so anything can happen, like us just dropping off the air.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. So if you want to come out and visit with us, we would love to see you. It's the Haynes Bridge location. The address is 11800 Haynes Bridge Road. Now, like you just heard, the Falcons did beat the Bucks in Tampa last night, 29-28. And before you were rudely interrupted, Bo, by us dropping off the air, you were talking about all the penalties last night. And I'm glad you brought it up because I was watching and I thought, there are a lot of penalties happening. Am I just missing this? And I saw Mike Conti's tweet. There were like two things can be true. There can be silly penalties, and this can be a little bit wound too tight.
I'm sorry, Bo. I have to rudely interrupt you before you actually continue. I have to do one quick thing, and you guys will understand as soon as you hear it. I have to do one quick thing before you continue because we didn't get a chance to get to the end of the segment, but this must be done. Now you may continue.
Wow. Okay. Well, here's thanks, Dylan, because I'm a spaz today because I'm caffeine fueled and you just completely threw me off. Look, here's the deal. I pulled the penalty numbers of major penalties when we play teams to kind of see what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I did this one where there were 16 false starts by Tampa Bay. They weren't called for one. We were called for like four, mm-hmm. five maybe. Kyle Pitts.
One of them was a bad call. One of the false starts on Jake Matthews was a bad call.
Yeah, because
it was, the ball was moving.
Yeah, and it was offsides anyways. Kyle Pitts had two. David Sills had one, which is a crap call. And I think Wilkinson had one as well. That's five right there. We just went over five. So they had 23 holding calls. 23, and we were all over them up front, and they got called for zero in the game. Now, I told you that to tell you this. Three times in the NFL's history, regulation games have happened where one team was called for 15 or more penalties than their opponent. This stat is via Mike Conti, by the way.
Dang.
You want to know the games? 11, 26, 44. Bears at Eagles. That's 1944. 11, 26, 2025. Cardinals, 49ers. And last night, 12, 11, 25. Falcons at Bucks. But wait, there's more. Two of those three games have something in common. Yeah. Carl Cheffers refereed two of those three games. I don't think Mr. Cheffers will be getting a postseason assignment. That was egregious last night. And look, penalties, and I said this earlier, and I don't know what got heard and what didn't. Penalties happen. And the Falcons did commit penalties. And it was, but these were the two least penalized, two of the five or six least penalized teams in the league. They were 5 and 6. And one of them was called for 19, and the other was called for 4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. And I saw penalties. I just saw the Devon Diablo is called for 2-on-1 play, both of which were personal fouls, one for tripping and one for a face mask. Well, first off, he got held and spun in the air by the back of his helmet, which should have been a hold, and they called him as his body was spinning through the air, his legs flailed as if independent from his body, like he was Michael Flatley in Lord of the Dance, and he kicked the running back that was carrying the ball, and they called tripping. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Brutal.
There was a number of calls like that. And look, sometimes penalties happen. To me, it was just the fact that they weren't calling the same exact thing on those guys. There was a play where Darnell Mooney gets run into by, I believe, Antoine Winfield down the middle of the field, and nothing. And it was right after an illegal contact that was called on A.J. Terrell or somebody else in our secondary. There was this Luke Gedecky was almost pulling the jersey off James Pierce Jr. on multiple times when Baker Mayfield would roll out to his right. It was absolutely absurd. I could not believe what I was looking at. It was just maddening to watch. And I know this wasn't a penalty, but this goes in the same category. I cannot get over the Mike Evans overturn on the catch that was overturned by replay assist after they called it an incompletion on the field. The ball is literally rolling around on the ground, and they go back with replay assist, evidently, and call that a catch. I could not believe what I was looking at last night when they called that.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to preface it. I believe that the Bijan catch was a catch and a fumble. Mm-hmm. I believe because it looked – it. I would have called it a catch and a fumble. However, how was that a catch and a fumble, and Isaiah Likely's up there with a non-touchdown in Baltimore, right? On the exact same play, two feet, move, oh, not a catch. But that was a catch. That's the first problem. Yeah, the Mike Evans thing was egregious with that. Multiple times he just ran into A.J. Terrell, and they called A.J. Terrell. That happened to D. Alford as well in the end zone or near the end zone. I think it was like a 3-yard line. Same deal. So they actually interfered with David Sills on a play where they didn't get the call. We didn't get the call.
Yep.
I want to pivot to something we're not upset about today.
Man, I'm still seething about this whole thing.
Well, Kyle Pitts had quite a game last night. Finished with 11 catches for 166 yards, becoming the first tight end with 150 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns since Shannon Sharpe did it in 1996. Let's take a listen to Kyle Pitts with Dave Archer after the game.
First, thank God. It's the, kind of the competitive mindset. Just, our brother went down, and he's been out for a couple weeks, but, it's my time to, step up and fill in for him and do what I can for this offense to, contribute to do what I, get the ball down the field.
He's spot on. He's really – and Raheem kind of mentioned this not too long ago. He's running Drake London's plays, essentially. I mean, he's doing a lot of the things that you would have asked Drake London to do, and last night, obviously, he filled in admirably. When you go back and look at Drake London's numbers from last year's Thursday night game in the 509-yard passing performance for Kirk Cousins in that game, very similar to what Kyle Pitts was able to pull off last night. And this was not simply them kind of dialing up a play for him and him finding – like, he did it every which way, beat man coverage, You know, he was getting up. He was finding space in zone. He was doing all sorts of different things to be able to get there. And when he was getting there, he was attacking the football when it was in the air.
Yeah, he played great. He ran good routes, Mike. He found – he had a couple option routes in there where he made great reads, Kyle did. He had – he was contested catches all over the place. As you know, you mentioned, he was attacking the football. They didn't scheme him open. That's I didn't argue, but I had that conversation with people last night. That's his first 100-yard game since I think 2 days after Christmas 2021, which was his rookie year. He eclipsed his number that he had in Miami his rookie year, which was 163 yards. He played phenomenal last night, to the point where we were talking about it off the air. If you want to re-sign him, let's re-sign him, as a wide receiver.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's my question, is did he just need more opportunities? Because there's been a lot of heat on Kyle Pitts as of late, and then last night, something unlocked.
Well, and the heat from Kyle Pitts, at least from my standpoint, hasn't been what he has been in the passing game. He's been fine in the passing game this year. As a matter of fact, you know, I think he was approaching – he didn't get to 800 yards last night on the season, but he's really, really close. I think it's like 797 at this point. You know, and there's a possibility there that he gets over 1,000 yards for the first time since his rookie year. But my frustration with Kyle Pitts this entire time has been the way he blocks in the run game. He's a tight end, but he plays like a wide receiver, and that's fine if that's what, you know, the role that's built in for him. I just don't need him attached to the line of scrimmage, acting like he's you know, George Kittle out there. That's just not the role he plays. He's a Jimmy Graham style tight end, you know, that's able to do some of those things in the passing game. So, extremely impressive with him last night, and you know, they do have some very tough decisions to make. Down this stretch run, because he is, you know, he's in a contract year right now.
Yeah, he said something last night to Arch, and he was going to ask about that. And he just said, you know, we got a man down. We got to go step up and pick him up and fill in for him. And I'm paraphrasing, but I don't know this. This is just me like making sense of something. It felt like since Kirk has stepped in, Kirk kind of challenged him. Because we don't have Drake, man. I need you. And I'm going to come to you. And I'm going to put you up to bat, but I need you. And he's answering. And it's good to see. The whole see what happens when you – I heard some of Dylan on the Hometown Take, and he has some people calling in. And they're like, oh, see what happens when you got to give him opportunities. Guys, multiple OCs, multiple quarterbacks – you know,
multiple head coaches.
Yeah, what happened, he had a great – I don't want to go down this road because I think we should celebrate what he did. We can go down this road once the season's over with him and what to do or not to do. But I'll to say it like this, and kind of – that's the last thing I'll say about that. The negative part of it is it's more than just that, all right? It's not he stepped up last night. I don't know if he's figuring it out or whatever, But that's the player we need. I would take that, and I would say, you know what? Darnell, you're going to move to the third. I'm going to re-sign Kyle as wide receiver. We're going to go draft us a tight end that can do everything. And then Charlie Warner can be that H-back kind of thing. Again, I don't know who's making those decisions. Mm-hmm. That'll be evaluated per Arthur on the Amazon Prime or some statement by somebody after the season.
Let's move on to someone else that had a great night. Bijan Robinson finished with 19 carries for 93 yards, one touchdown, as well as a career-high 8 receptions for 82 yards.
Bo, I'm curious to see if you kind of had this reaction last night. There was multiple times in the second half that I just thought they abandoned the run game. And it was I was fine with it because I think that it's almost better with Kirk back there if you just diagnose it and you don't try to say, well, we need to run with Bijan or we need this. Because we all know, and we've all talked about it all season, when they are in the shotgun, they are throwing the ball. When they're in the pistol under center, they're probably running it most of the time. So I almost liked the fact that they were like, you know what, we're just not going to run the football here in the second half. I don't know what the numbers were for the first half. I want to say he had something like 13 carries, but in the second half, it took a long time for them to get back to Bijan in the running game. And once they finally did, he popped a couple more. It was nice to see.
Yeah, he had 10 carries in the first half. He ended up with 19. So I think it's kind of like what Gene Deckerhoff told us in pregame when we were doing it. Gene's obviously the longtime voice of the Bucks. He talked about how bad the zone defense was, and it felt like at some point they decided to stop playing man and play more zone for whatever reason. And they also tried to heat. They were. If you know, I don't know if you noticed, but one thing I noticed, Mike, is in that second half they played a lot of single high safety. It felt like, which means they were obviously crowding the box a little bit, right? And bringing more guys down to stop the run. I was shocked that we ran the ball so well against them in the first half because I go back to the first game, Allie. The first game, the two-headed monster of the Matrix and the bowling ball with razor blades had 22 carries for 48 yards. Bijan had more than that by himself in the first half.
I did notice the single high safety thing. I actually took different. I had a different takeaway from it than you did. I look at a single high safety and I thought, okay, they want to come challenge guys at the line of scrimmage. You know, almost not a press coverage, but something along those lines. They don't want the check downs and things that come with Kyle Pitts kind of settling down the middle of zone. And also, they started blitzing. They started trying to heat Kirk Cousins up. I mean, Lord of mercy, go back to both the 2-point conversions. Everybody is at the line of scrimmage and they're coming after him. So they walked a lot of guys up there in the second half and they challenged him to get rid of the ball. It worked a lot of times, but man, you got to give credit to some of the wide receivers for stepping up and making the plays as well.
I also thought, I know it's apropos to give Zach Robinson any kind of credit, but I thought he did a really good job with some of the routes. Like that first touchdown to Pitts was a route. Those are crossing routes, and you're running – something we've called for all year is running away from people, right? Get guys moving and use their technique against them. If guys want to play play off or play like, you know, kind of an outside technique and kind of give up that middle and as bad as they are in the zone, then use that.
I would be curious to know from Zach Robinson's perspective why it turned out the way it did and why this has been – a number of games in a row that it seems to be that way against Todd Bowles' defense. As he dials it up, sometimes you just have to make the play. But whatever kind of, you know, way that they are playing Kyle Pitts and some of the things they're doing at the second, the middle level of the defense, it seems to work with whatever Zach is dialing up.
This is a defense that came in with only 26 sacks on the season. They've had trouble getting home. And Kirk did a really good job for the most part. He had a couple of plays, one of which was a 2-point conversion where he got caught holding the ball a little too long.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he did a pretty good job getting the ball out, even at times where he couldn't get enough on it to Darnell Mooney, and you could tell because of the pressure he couldn't step into it. I'm not sure if we're allergic to coming back to the football or not. It felt that way last night at times in the receiver position.
Well, obviously there's a lot to cover with this game. We're going to continue to do that throughout the show. But tomorrow from noon until 2, you can join me at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. You've heard me talk about this. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler, other prizes along with it. Someone else will get Falcons tickets. And Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta is also giving away a year's worth of gas. So So join me tomorrow, noon to 2, at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. I will see you there. Coming up next, the SEC schedule is out. Guys, Lane Kiffin is going back to Ole Miss.
Ooh,
he's going back. And we've got my Mac drop. There's always a hot toy that all the kids want. Last week we talked about this year's hot toys. We're going to go back in time and see if you remember what was hot when we were kids. That's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix and Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.